The pros and cons of implementing drug testing in Hong Kong schools. A recent survey conducted by the Central Registry of Drug Abuse shows that the number of young drug addicts has been rising to an alarming level. To halt this trend from going up, a school drug testing scheme has been adopted. Is this the most effective way to help young people? There are always both sides to an issue. The government wants to use this policy to find the people who are using drugs, so that help can be given to them. To young drug users, it can be a chance for them to start a new life, because under this new policy, they will not be prosecuted. Moreover, this policy can send a clear message to young people that taking drugs is illegal. This will prevent those students who are afraid of doing something illegal from touching drugs, so this is a way of educating them. However, this policy has its downsides as well. Because of the human rights issue, the government cannot make it compulsory. The government can only test those students who are willing to be tested. As a result, the drug users may not be found. In addition, this scheme might create other problems like skipping classes, playing truants, creating family conflicts and school conflicts. The labeling effects can destroy mutual trust and understanding in families and schools. Since this scheme is very controversial, the government should do more consultation before they really put this into action.